Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 10th and the whole week ahead. Well, Mercury, your ruler, links with Neptune, so that's particularly good, especially if you're working on something with younger people or a young person. Doesn't matter how young they are, just so long as they're younger than you, because there is a very strong creative vibe going on here. Someone being the apple of your eye. And with Mercury and Neptune working so well together, let your creative juices flow, especially with a younger person. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday there was a Sun conjunct Saturn in Sagittarius, and for you as a Virgo, that means there are certain things you need to confront and issues you need to deal with a member of your family or something to do with the home, something to do with property. Could be a landlord, could be the person you live with, person that you share the place with. But there are issues that need dealing with, and you would be best to get them out the way before the new year, rather than let things fester. And here's your Monday stars. There's a Sun-Uranus aspect now, which is so good, but it means that you've got to take a bit of a chance by doing something completely different. We're definitely talking about home and family affairs now. And so therefore you've got to do something that you wouldn't ever dream of doing, but it's the solution to a problem or a difficulty. It's about taking a chance, go out on a limb, because in the end, it will work in your favor. Here's your Tuesday stars. So much going on with the moon in Gemini that if you're a Virgo who has ambitions and a desire to really crack on creatively and career-wise, then this is the time for you to shine. I said yesterday it's about taking a chance, and that's what you've got to do now. You've got to try new things, do new things. Push all kinds of things out the way that are boring, or you've got the t-shirt and you've worn it. You don't want to go on a retrograde step. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a full moon in Gemini, quite dramatic for you. And it certainly means that over the next 2 weeks that you are going to have to make decisions about your career. Maybe the company you're working for. Maybe the people you're working with. Maybe you want to train in a completely new area. Maybe. But the one thing I'm absolutely certain about is change is nigh. And for you to get richer pickings, professionally, it means change. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, with the moon in the sign of Cancer, then this is a time to look ahead. But don't let too many people interfere with your life by coming up with ideas or thoughts or possibilities. If you throw a question open, don't be surprised if you get different answers. And that's why it's an important time to throw things around your own head, but don't allow too many people to interfere with your life. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon sitting very gently and softly and silently in your 12th house, it's a time for meditation. Now, this is very often one of those spiritual aspects because there's no links at all, but if you are psychic, then psychic energy will come through. But if you have a loved one around you who you're missing, then sitting quietly on your own, you could be very surprised to know that they're still there with you.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.